Will you put a word into these sentences for me, please? I thought you what coming with us?
I thought you was coming with us.
And we what going to town when it started to rain?
We was going to town.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there, what, a lot of things I do. Yes, there.
Lots of things I do.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color, what, those roses? What color?
What color are them roses?
And you might answer, the roses, what, red? The roses?
Are red.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't.
And if I asked you, was it a nice day, you could either say, yes, it was, or no, it
won't.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he mustn't do that, or he
shouldn't do that.
If somebody asked you if you can do something, and you're not sure whether you can or not, you could answer, well, yeah, I what do
try.
Okay. Or yeah, I what do it.
I will do it.
Well, if you're not sure whether or not you can, and you're not sure even whether you're going to try, you could say, well, maybe I won't do it, but I what do it.
I won't do it.
Well, let's see now. The word I'm interested in is, well, I'm going to skip it and come back to it. Let's see now. I slipped on the ice, and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I came close to falling down. I what fell down?
Slipped down?
No. I came close to falling down. Didn't quite fall down, but I came close to it. I what fell down? What's another way to say, I came close to falling down?
I like.
Fine. Now, let's see, this is the part I told you about where there'll be just one word that I'll try to get you to say. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
10 cents.
Let's see, he has lived here ever, what, 1960? He has lived here ever? He's lived here ever, what, 1960?
Area.
Yeah. Or if somebody, well, like if somebody moved in 1960, you'd say he moved here then and he's lived here ever
since.
Fine. Something strange about that. A greeting on December the 25th is what, Christmas?
Christmas Day.
Okay. And on December the 25th, you can say to your friends, Happy Christmas or what Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. A weenie in a roll with ketchup and mustard on it is called a
hot dog.
Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
After the man caught cold, his voice got like this. He got very
hoarse.
If you want to write a message to, well, if you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and a piece of paper and
write.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in his car and go for a
ride.
A cowboy rides on a
horse.
The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start a
fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is
dirt.
Milk comes from a
cow.
Unpackaged material is material that's bought loose. Material that's bought in
bags.
Okay. Are you familiar with the expression to buy something in bulk?